for the next probably 7 weeks in the morning service. I've never done this before, but I feel that I should try to leave some kind of legacy behind. Who knows how long we have to live, you know? And one of the things I've wanted to do, and I've been thinking about it, is I want to go over the subject of dispensations. Now, it was very interesting because I was thinking about this for weeks, how important dispensational teaching is. And Brother Matt mentioned 1 Timothy study. What is the reference? 2:15? 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what? If you don't know that there are seven dispensations in the Bible, and you say, dispensations, what's that? Then you need to know so that you can understand your Bible. Do you know not everything in the Bible in certain places is necessarily just for you? It was for someone else. Not that it's not good for you, but it was meant for someone else. And so you need to know how to study your Bible. And I'm afraid that many of you never have had a study along that line. So we're going to do it. And 1 week after another, I'm going to have notes for you, and this is going to be good. Some of you have heard this maybe 4 or 5 times, right? Raise your hand if you've had it at least 3 times. Look at everybody. See that? And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I teach it, I get more blessing out of it myself. Every time I teach it, something else hits me that just blesses my heart. So I'm going to do it, folks. I know it's strange that on a Sunday morning that we would do something like this, but I really feel as your pastor that I need to teach you these things, and I'm going to do it. God, give me grace and power. I'm going to do it. And you pray that it be a blessing. Even for those of you who have heard it over and over and over again, we're going to do it again. All right. Isn't it good to be together in church? Boy, that world out there is just, no good for us. I'm glad to be in church. I've been in the hospital and everything, and I'm so glad to be here. This is just a wonderful thing. Okay, my sister wants us to sing a song. I'm going to start it out with the one she wants, the mercy seat in the hymn book number 572. Boy, if you don't like this song, there's something wrong with your heart. All right, the mercy seat. Now, the mercy seat was in the tabernacle. That's where the blood was put to make an atonement for the sins of Israel. And I believe there's a mercy seat up in heaven. I actually believe the mercy seat is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And right there is the blood. And he took the blood from the cross. He took it up there and presented it to the Father. And the Father says, I'm happy with that. Oh, that's the place where we need to be in fellowship around. All right, let's sing number 572.
Come on now, sing it out. From heaven. You like that one? Boy, that's nice. That's where we meet, at the mercy seat. You know, Jesus is everything to us. He's everything. And we have no salvation, no joy, no hope for heaven or anything if it wasn't for Jesus. He's the mercy seat. Boy, oh boy, that's great. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the fellowship we can have together here this morning. I pray that you and the preacher just give them the words to say. Bless our song time. May we rejoice in the Lord our Savior, who came to this earth and died in our place and took our sin. He had no sin of his own, but oh, when he took our sin, he had to die. And you had to turn your face from him as he bore our sin on that cross. And then he said, it is finished. And it was complete. And now we can have eternal life and salvation through faith in him. And have the joy of salvation, eternal life, home in heaven. Help us to rejoice in that here today, if just for a few moments. And then we have to leave and go back out into this world. Help us to take what we have in our heart with us and share it with whoever will listen to us. And so bless our day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, folks, I'm just impromptu doing stuff here. How about 717 in the hymn book? 717, I like this one. Old Negro spiritual boy, I tell you, they knew how to do it. They knew how to write some songs. And how about this one? Lord, I want to be a Christian. Into my heart, not into my head. Into my heart. And then we get down to that refrain. You know, some of you can sing that other, you know, the echo part. Come on, let's just make it sound good. All right.
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Talmud is saying in book 417. Is it well with you? Well, I'm going to tell you what. It is well with my heart. You know this song, right? Boy, this guy lost his daughters in that shipwreck. Oh, you just wonder how he can have a quiet heart about it. But when you know the Lord as your Savior, you can have that peace. You can have that sweet peace. So, sing it out. It is well with my soul. It is well.
Peace, my God, reign.
It's just a blessing. Thank God I am free, you know that? Okay. Thank God I am free. Where is that number?
152.
152 in the course. Okay. Come on. You gotta be happy you're singing like that. Thank God I am free.
So second verse, it'll be way at that time, and then
losing it, but I don't care. Boy, won't it be great in heaven? There's a singing that's going to go on in heaven. And songs, folks, I like these songs, but there's got to be even better ones up there in heaven. Can you just imagine what we will be singing about? And no holding back, we'll be able to sing beautiful. Some of you will be able to carry a tune in a bucket. I hear you, but I love it. I love it. I hear you. I hear some of you. I know the voices of most of you, and I can hear you singing, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it, and Cheryl, you're one of them. I hear your voice all the way up here. It blesses my heart. Oh, boy. All right. Well, Jason has a song for us here.
Kind of shift gears from that last song. Slow it down a little. Are you going to sing your song? Are you?
I'll sing my song. All of a sudden, I lost the words. Do you have them there?
Well, I have one copy.
Oh, I didn't lose them. Here they are. I want to sing this song to you. This song has meant so much to me, and I want to thank the Gertrude for giving me the CDs that they did in the hospital. This man sings this song really beautiful. I wish he was here. He could sing it for you, boy. It really is good. And my voice is sometimes gone. But you know what? I've really found out that Jesus is my dearest friend. He's my dearest friend. You might think my wife would be, but she is. But there's one dearer than my wife, and she would say the same thing about me. There's one dearer to her than me. That is my Jesus, and he's promised to be with me no matter what. Look at this. I got this pump on here, and this thing goes up here, helps me control the pain and stuff, and he's with me. He won't leave me, and he's with you, and he won't leave you either. This song goes for all of us. Goes for all of us. I hope I can get through it and sing it for you, okay? Jason. Some days when I feel so weary, often it seems the trials never end. In those times I fall on my knees in prayer, 'cause there I find strength from my Savior and King. When I just cannot seem to go on, he promised me there even beside me all the way. When I think that I am all alone, he'll walk beside me, and he'll be my dearest friend. When I think that I
You know, a lot of us are going through times like this now. We've gotten to, some of us have gotten to, you know, to what we would consider the end of our lives, and our bodies are failing us. And others who aren't there yet, we've got troubles and trials, and I hear complaints, and I've been guilty of complaining myself that, you know, it just seems like the wicked and the heathen of the world, it just seems like everything goes so well for them, you know? And we were over to visit my dad the other night when he was still in the hospital, and we were talking about it, and I said, you know, this is nothing new, because way, way back in Bible times, the Christians and the believers in Israel complained about the same thing, why the book of Psalms is just filled with it. And so I thought of Psalm 73, where David, it actually wasn't David, it was a psalm of Asaph, but David echoed the same theme. In Psalm chapter 73, verse 3, it says, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." And I thought, well, isn't that the way that we feel today? So this is nothing new to us, and we shouldn't be surprised. And then over in verse 21, it all comes full circle when Asaph says, "Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins." He was upset at first. "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand." I don't know how I'm going to get through the psalm. "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." This is the first time I've sung this song. The song is called, "I Still Trust You, Lord." Man suffer pain when it looked like the wicked would go free. And in my frustrations, it just didn't seem right to me. Oh, I prayed for sunshine, but you sent rain. I cried for healing, but I only got pain. But I know your love, it will see me through. Lord, I still trust you. Trust you because you've been so faithful to me, and you said in your word, "I'll never leave nor forsake you." You said, "Lo, I'll go with you until the end." Your blood has cleansed me from all guilt to. Lord, I love trusting you. I still
this up for Brother Matt. Okay. And how about that? Was that good?
Yeah.
Good time of singing together. I thought we just needed to do that as a church. Things have just not been going so great so late. So it is good to be able to sing together. Go ahead, Ralph. Put that up there. Get it up a little higher for Matt. And then, of course, we went long, so Brother Matt will go short.
I'll come to
online, all his messages. And some of you have heard, go ahead, Ralph, just keep on working and get them put together. Here, I'll talk around. Yeah, he doesn't need that.
I know what you do.
Yeah, but I'll talk about it now. I want to just share something with you that Brother Matt preached on. I know I'm taking some time, but
please do it.
It's too bad. He preached on the faithfulness of God. And in the third message, you gotta listen to the third message. It came out in there where he was saying how that God has promised to be faithful to you all the time. And that means that God has to be, and I pardon my saying like this, God has to be on 24-hour call. Because he has promised to be there when you call out to him at any time. How long have you spent a whole day, you don't even think about God, and then all of a sudden, oh God, help! God has to be there. He's promised to be there. He's promised to be faithful. He can't be off swimming or taking a shower or on vacation or... Brother, was it Bill? Bill and I were talking about this, and he says, that reminds me of Elijah, how he made fun of the prophets of Baal. He says, where's your God? Remember, they were trying to get their God, bring fire down? And he said, maybe your God's on, And one of the things that Elijah actually says is, maybe your God is on the toilet. Now, it didn't come out that way in English, but it's that way. He was making fun of their God. And then Elijah prays to his God, who was already faithful, and showered down that fire, and devoured that altar, the stones, and even licked up the water. I mean, water puts fire out, not God. Your God is faithful, and he's ready at any time. And I was blessed by that beyond words. I think you ought to all be so happy that you serve a God who's there and waiting for you to call unto him, because he's faithful.
Amen.
He is faithful. There's so many verses, Psalms, the New Testament, how faithful God is. And of course, his son sitting right there next to him is as faithful as his father. And Spirit of God. Even as faithful, because sometimes you cry out, you don't even know what to say sometimes. And the Holy Spirit of God, faithful, says, I'll take over from here. I'll take over from here, and I'll intercede the rest of the way through this prayer. Isn't that something? We have such a wonderful God. All right, I got enough preaching on me. You get out of here.
We cannot continue as things were. Amen. And I'll tell you what, as the service was going on, I'm sitting here thinking, the Lord is in this thing, and I can't continue what I was going to do. It reminds me of the Old Testament when the glory of the Lord filled that place, that they just, yes. Service couldn't go on like normal.
Yes.
You can't just go through the motions.
Amen.
And so Psalm 73, just to throw it out there, a 3-point outline.
Okay.
Asaph's condition was critical. His feet were almost gone. Asaph was the son of one of the choir directors, probably was choir director himself. He's in the music ministry, serving the Lord. He's singing, he's doing a lot of things outwardly, but inside of his heart, he's looking through the window at the world. And he's lusting. Okay? Asaph's condition was critical. Asaph's correction was biblical. Psalm 73:17, he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I, and by the way, that's what the sanctuary does, light and understanding. God opened Asaph's eyes to see where they were headed. The people you want to be like, the people you want what they have, they are headed for ruination and destruction. God opened the eyes of Asaph that he might see and understand the end of these people. And that changed his wanting to be like them. We all would love to be like the rich man who fared sumptuously every day until we realize where he ended. Knowing the end helps us now. Asaph's condition was critical. His correction was biblical. His conclusion was logical. It is good for me to draw near to God, because those that go whoring from God are destroyed. Amen? Beside that, I want to give you 3 thoughts to go along with everything. I'm sitting here thinking, Lord, what do you want me to say? And in light of that text and in light of this, the testimony and everything's going on, 3 verses came to my mind. And this is what I want to share, and we're done. I want you to turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 34. I'm going to give you 3 verses. Amen. 3 points. I have a message. It's in my car. But I have this in my heart. And by the way, we're talking about that this morning. This is in my heart. And so to go along with the service, be ready to preach. In season, out of season, amen? And we want to follow the Lord's leading, amen? Psalm 34. Based on the Psalm 73, based on the song, based on everything that's going on, there's 3 things that we, as God's people, need to do at all times. At all times, good times, bad times, my times are in his hands. But there's 3 things we all as Christians need to learn to do at all times. Number 1, Psalm 34, we need to learn to bless the Lord at all times. That means to speak well of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Why don't we sing that one? Can we sing that one? You know that one, right? You've never heard that one? Oh, I'm sorry. I would never sung like that. Here's the song. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. But the main verse is we have to learn to bless the Lord. It's easy. Life is easy. I'm not going to sing this one. When you're up on the mountain. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. When things are smooth. Amen. We have to learn. I can't help but just think about Job. Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We need to bless the Lord at all times. Would you turn to Psalm 62 for point number two? Three things we need to do at all times. We need to bless the Lord at all times. I wish I could tell you I do all the time. Amen. I've rarely seen anybody hit their finger with a thumb and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Psalm 62, another thing. And by the way, these things are not the easiest things to do, but Job's our example. And I don't know that we've been through what he's been through. Amen. Bless the Lord at all times. Number two, I want you to look at Psalm 62. Look at verse number 8. Amen. Amen. We need to trust the Lord at all times. Only trust him. Only trust him. Look at verse number 8. Trust in him, what? At all times, you people, pour out your heart before him. Why? God is a refuge for us. Selah, last time I was here, I preached on meditation. And my brother in the back there running the PA system came up and he mentioned this thought of Selah, which means stop and think about that. Amen. And I thank God for that because I added that to the message. Amen. Trust the Lord at all times. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. I remember telling Brother Freeman one time, we were talking about somebody, actually a missionary had drowned, a friend, Wesson, Josh Wesson. I don't know how many people have heard of Brother Josh Wesson. He, young man in his 40s, he was over, I think, the Dominican Republic, and he was around some water. There was three young people drowning and he swam and he saved two of them, but he drowned and lost that other one as well. His wife came back to the States. They're from Louisiana. I remember watching the service on the internet because I couldn't get there. And I don't know if they realized, but the piano player before the service was playing 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus all the way through. And I sat there and I thought to myself, I wonder how many people understand the story behind the song that's being played in that situation. They're having a funeral for a man who drowned and whose wife is sitting up front and just paying attention. The song 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus was written by a woman whose husband drowned, and she had no idea at this time how she would survive. I believe she had a couple young children, and all of a sudden people started coming to her house and bringing food and other things, because at this time if the man died they were in stuck. She's the one that wrote 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. And I just thought to myself, I wonder if they understand that total situation. It was almost the same. Amen. We have to learn to bless the Lord at all times. We have to learn to trust the Lord. Though he slay me, Job said, yet will I try. Again, Job is our example of trusting at all times and of blessing at all times. And let me give you the last point, number three, and I'm going to quit. Turn, if you would, to Psalm 106. And by the way, you notice they're all in the Psalms. Amen. I always find something special, no doubt about it. Amen. Psalm 106. I want you to look with me, please. This is our third thought. Our third thought. And by the way, it's amazing because if you think about trusting him at all times, one of the reasons we can trust him at all times is because of Proverbs 17:17. It says, a friend loveth at all times. At all times. We can trust him at all times because he loves us at all times. There was a verse that hit me one year as I was reading and studying John chapter 11. If you recall, John chapter 11 is about Lazarus being sick. You remember that? And when they came to Jesus, you know what they said to Jesus? He whom thou lovest is sick. Amen? He loves at all times. Let's see. Number one, we need to learn to bless the Lord at all times. Number two, we need to learn to trust the Lord at all times. And then number three, I want you to get this. Verse number three, Psalm 106, verse number three. We need to learn to obey the Lord at all times. Obey the Lord at all times. Blessed are they that keep judgment. That means do right. And he that what? Doeth righteousness. That's doing right at all what? Times. Amen. You and I. And by the way, there is again Job. Job maintained his integrity. Though he was being slandered and though he was going through all that he was going through, he said, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm determined to do right. In fact, I think there was an old preacher preached on doing right till what? The stars fall. Amen. Oh, that we might learn to bless him at all times, to trust him at all times, and to do right at all times. Not the easiest thing, but God help us to become those type of people for his glory, for our good, and for the good of others. Amen. Would you pray with me, Father, as we close up this service? I'm not sure if there's preacher wants to close with any words or how things want to go, but I'm praying. I thank you for the song service. I thank you for the testimonies and the scriptures and the songs that are messages in themselves. And I thank you for just allowing us to conclude with these challenges. No matter what we're going through, and we're all going through something. And if we're not, we will be. Because man is born and not many days after full of troubles. God, help us to bless you through everything we go through. Help us to trust you through everything we go through. And help us to do right through everything we go through. Please work a work in our hearts that we might be those Christians from our hearts to do these things. I pray you're hedging and protecting and blessing, Lord, in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, just hold on 1 second, folks. Hold on 1 second.
I would.